Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
I think you want to beat teams when they are at their full strength. But I also know that that's an idealistic view, right? Because the reality is, and I don't care what week of football you're talking about, no team is 100% after week one. And I think it's fair to say most teams aren't 100% entering week one, right? Because you've got preseason and you've got scrimmages and you've got practices and two-a-days and all that and all the things that football players go through in the offseason. Most teams aren't 100% when you get into week one. But week one is the healthiest that any team is going to be. It is a physical, violent sport. You get into a couple of collisions in week one, you're just not going to be the same until the end of the season. At the same time, I think if you're Clemson, you play the hand you're dealt. You play the hand you're dealt. You play the team that's across from you, and you go out there and you adapt to whatever shortcomings that team has. And if that team has shortcomings that are no fault of your own, or even no fault of their own, you still try to take advantage of those shortcomings. Well, the Georgia Bulldogs, Clemson's week one opponent, they got a shortcoming now. All of the sudden, they're down to their third running back, just like that. Roderick Robinson, who was their rushing leader from last year, is out because he had a toe injury that required surgery. We do not know how long he'll be out. We do know he will be out for week one. Trevor Etienne, the little brother of former Clemson Tiger running back Travis Etienne, is out this Saturday because he caught a Dewey charge back in the offseason, and Georgia mandates a 10% of the season suspension. Of course, the season being 12 games long, 10% is 12% or is one game effective, right? I'm real bad at math. That's why all my jobs are words jobs. But it's one game. There is also the potential for it to be longer depending on how the charges work out. Etienne did reach a deal with prosecutors that dropped the charges, but he still caught the Dewey, and Georgia's guidelines for football are that a DUI is an automatic suspension, even if it's just for one game. Georgia, of course, opens with the Tigers. This means that this team is down to the third string running back. The Georgia Bulldogs are. That is Branson Robinson. Branson Robinson did not play last year, had a knee injury that caused him to miss the game. The fourth string running back, who will be moving up to RB2 for this contest more than likely, is a redshirt junior with a dope name. His name is Cash. Cash Jones. Cash Jones is a 182-pound scat back, all right? There's not really a ton of power run available for Georgia. Now, Branson Robinson goes 5'10", 220. He got a little mass to him, all right? He's got a big old mass to him, and he can probably hit the hole.
How are his calves?
That's a great question. I got to go look up Branson Robinson, see if he's got that quadzilla to him. See if he's got them thighs to him. He's a pretty stout fella. He's got one of them DK Metcalf six packs. You know what I mean? That six pack that it's like, yeah, you're one of the few dudes that I'm like, you wear a crop top. What the hell am I going to say? Right? Like that dude's jacked. He's got some sturdy to him. He's a thick boy. All right. But that's the guy they got. And it's a guy coming off a knee injury who has not played football for effectively 2 years now, right? A year and a half. So I don't know that there's anything for certain here. What does that change about the game plan on Saturday for Clemson when you learn that this is the case effectively, what, 3.5 days before the game? And the answer for me is, if I am sitting there drawing up the game plan, if I am the guy that is in charge of this, if I am Wes Goodwin, by the way, I tell you what, Wes Goodwin's one of the most interesting characters that I've ever met as a coach. Wes Goodwin cracks me up, great one, because I've interviewed him a couple of times at media days and press conferences. Wes looks like a dude named Tanner who invites you out on his parents' boat, right? You know what I mean. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean, but I will take your word for
it. He's got that Alabama shag haircut.
Okay.
Right? He's a dude that wears like Sperry's and khaki shorts with a 6-inch inseam. You know what I'm talking about, all right? But
the preppies in Ohio are totally different than preppies in Florida.
Well, I'm telling you about the preppies in Florida because okay, he looks like one of them. Okay. All right? And there's nothing wrong with that because me too, Wes, me too. But it's funny because when you talk to Wes Goodwin in an official capacity, you're asking him questions as a broadcaster to share those answers with Clemson fans in the public eye. Wes is very, I don't really know how to explain it. Like he's very choppy with his answers, right? He respectfully, because I do respect him, respectfully, he comes across as like completely lacking confidence, right, in his answers, completely lacking conviction in his answers. But then you talk to him off the record, right? You're just saying hi. You're passing him at media day and you're just saying hi. The guy's just a guy. He's great. And he's intense. And he's one of those dudes that like the football brain never turns off. Every time that I have asked Clemson defenders about working with Wes, every one of them is like, that's the most Jekyll and Hyde dude. Like out here in the public, he's nice. And he is. He's a very nice guy. He's nice. He's calm. He's relaxed. Like he almost comes across as like the guy that does not want the spotlight at all. They're like, at practice, he kicks your ass. At practice, he is just on you, dude. Like, there's no chill. Barrett? I think Carter Barrett described him as having no chill. I'm like, all right, man, I get it. I like that. If I'm Wes Goodwin today, every play's a blitz. I am doing everything in my power to just smoke Carson Beck this weekend because I'm not afraid of the run anymore, right? I might have been a little bit afraid of the run if they were bringing ETN and Roderick Robinson both. Got to say the full name because Branson Robinson's going to be the backup that is the QB one in this. If they add ETN and both Robinsons available, honestly, I'm a little scared of the run because you've got a very versatile backfield with those three guys back there. Without those three guys, it's not that versatile of a backfield. Like I'm obviously concerned about Branson Robinson because again, he a thick boy and the thick boys scare me a little bit. He's got some mass and some buttocks to him that is going to allow him to own the line of scrimmage. But that's really it. I think they're very one dimensional. I don't know what Cash Jones is going to be as a scat back. I don't know what that guy's going to be as a scat back. So to me, when I look at this team without their top two rushing backs, if I'm Clemson's defense and I believe that my strength is in the defensive line, if I believe that guys are going to be able to get off the ball, guys like Peter Woods have an exceptional responsibility to control the line this year. I'm bringing everything I got. I am zero blitzing every time. I want Carson Beck's life to be hell this year. I want Carson Beck's life to...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To just be absolute chaos. I am unleashing TJ Parker on the left edge. I am unleashing Peter Woods on the right edge. Pair of sophomores and two of the most promising young defensive linemen, not in the ACC, in college football. I am turning these dudes loose. And until Georgia shows me that, yo, it don't matter, we can still run the football, I am playing them as if they cannot. Do you know why so many teams, even teams with great quarterbacks, so many teams, especially at the college level, put that emphasis on we've got to be able to run the football? I want you to pay attention to this year halftime interviews when coaches are going into the locker room and the sideline reporter grabs him. Oh, I'm down here with head coach of the so-and-so, so-and-so's, coach so-and-so. Coach, real good look in the first half here. What do you want to see your team do different in the second half? Coach, you're behind the eight ball a little bit here. You let him jump out to an early lead. Still plenty of time. What do you want to see him do differently in the second half? 87.734562% of those interviews end with a coach saying, well, we gotta come out and be able to run the football in the second half. Why is that? Because, again, specifically in college ball, but it is true even at the National Football League level, you have got to keep the run game strong to open up the pass game, even for the best quarterbacks. I want you to go back last year, too, and I've used them as an example so many times because I don't think there's a better one. I want you to go back to the Baltimore Ravens last year. When the Gus bus was rolling full gear, when Gus was at his best last year, the Ravens were at their most dangerous. All the games, especially the ones against top-notch competition, that the Ravens won last year were because they had a very healthy mix of Gus Edwards and Lamar Jackson. Gus was the key that unlocked Lamar and allowed Lamar to go win an NFL MVP. Remember what happened last year, Lonzo does, in the AFC Championship game? The Kansas City Chiefs once again defeated the Baltimore Ravens. Last year was the best chance so far that the Ravens have had to knock off the Chiefs. They didn't do it. Why? What changed? They stopped. They did not utilize Gus Edwards. They got away from the run game. They ran Gus Edwards, what was it, three times in that game. The guy that carried them and carried Lamar to an MVP, they ran him three times in that game. And what do you know what happened? Couldn't move the ball. The Chiefs were able to drop an extra man back in the nickel, take a lot away from Lamar Jackson, make Lamar Jackson a more one-dimensional quarterback, and the Ravens didn't look like the same old Ravens anymore. They fell off because of that. You have got to run the ball to establish the pass. Well, if I am Clemson, I from the get am bringing extra pressure against Carson Beck because I'm not afraid of the run. The top two ball carriers for Georgia are both out for this game. To me, tee it up a little higher, and as we say on the golf course, grip it and rip it. Go get it. Tee off and go get him. And I think that's it. We asked John Blau back on Monday from the Post and Courier, fill in the blank, John Blau, if the Clemson Tigers win this game, it's because blank. And his answer was twofold. Number one, limit turnovers. And number two, establish the run. Well, I am going to say those things are still true and those things are still accurate. But I'm going to add now two more addendums. Number one, kill the Georgia run game. I mean, kill it and nip it in the bud. Never let it get off the ground. You are going with 3 RB and 4 RB as RB1 and RB2. Kill the run game. Do not let them get comfortable running the ball with backup running backs. And number two, create turnovers. Yeah, focus on not giving them away, but create them. When two running backs that do not have any combined experience between them in the last year and a half are the guys that are touching the ball the most, I've got to take advantage of that. I need to attack them. I need to get to them. I need to disrupt them. I need to close holes. I need to punch the ball, and I need to get Georgia to put the ball on the ground. Matt and Greer text the show, said, Rob, Clemson needs to have a focus on creating turnovers. I feel like if they get three, they win the game. I agree with your blitz strategy. I'm going to tell you right now, Zoe, I think if Clemson's plus one in the turnover department without Georgia having their top two RBs, if they're plus one, they win this game, but I'm betting the under.
I think Clemson needs to worry about their own turnovers. Again, until Cade shows us he can do it, be mistake-free for a season, that would be my biggest concern.
I agree with that, but here's the thing. The defense ain't on the field. They got nothing to worry about with Cade Klubnik. There's nothing they can do about Cade Klubnik. What they can do is go attack the football, and again,
The Clemson defense is going to be good because they have been good. I think you're making too much about this being the backups for Georgia. Don't they have a good quarterback? Let's not check.
I'm not as high on Carson Beck as everybody. Everybody's making Carson Beck out to be the number one pick in next year's NFL draft, and I'm not convinced that. You know how I view Carson Beck? I view Carson Beck kind of like I view Brock Purdy. He's fine. He's good enough. He's absolutely good enough to get you to and maybe even win a title, but he's good enough to win you a title. He's not good enough to carry. He is not good enough to carry a good team there. He's good enough to be carried there by a good team. Does that make sense? Like, that's how I feel about Brock Purdy. Brock's fine and he's good enough, but he's got to get dragged by Debo and Kittle and McCaffrey and Juszczyk and Ayuk. He's got to get dragged there by. If you flipped him and, I don't know, pick another generic average quarterback in the league. If I brought Baker Mayfield into San Francisco, that team's still good enough to go win a title. It ain't Brock Purdy. And I feel that way about Georgia. If Georgia wins a title, it won't be because of Carson Beck. It'll be with Carson Beck. Last year, Washington. Washington didn't get to the finals because Washington was good. They got there because of Michael Penix Jr., and they were good enough to go for the ride. It's the other way with Carson Beck.
All right, real quick. Has the line dropped since?
That's a real good question. Let's go find out. And I'll find out very quickly. The line, obviously, as we mentioned, was 13.5, which meant Clemson needed to be inside of 13.5. Georgia needed to win by 14 or better. The line right now, as I head over to our friends at BetMGM and pull up the week one slate, the line now is still 13.5. Zoe, that might be the number you play for Clemson. Plus 13.5 when they're missing their top two running backs. And I can just, because here's the thing.
Or does Vegas like, yeah, it's no big deal.
No, it's a big deal. It is a big deal. I would not be shocked if by the time we come back tomorrow, this number's closer to maybe 12.5, maybe 11.5. Because again, Carson Beck's fine, but I'm blitzing the bleep out of him on Saturday. All right, we'll talk more about this. Texter said, keep it on the ground for Clemson. Just use Cade for dinks and dunks. I think you got to try. I agree, but I think you got to threaten everything.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! auto parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.